when all said and done, well, the side that has the least marshmallows on their side, when all said and done, everybody on that side is getting a free shot. When they said go, marshmallows was flying. Phew. And the chick that was with us, when I say I seen her get cold clocked by a marshmallow, I was crying. She thought I did it.
That's why you head-hunt with marshmallows?
See, I'm not mature enough for that. I would have been trying to put pepper on the marshmallows and hit people in the eyes.
Oh, man.
Man, they thought, she thought I did it. That's how hard it hit her and how hard I was laughing.
Katie, yo, so you watched the marshmallow come in and they say shit to her.
it happened so fast. And you know how you see some shit happen and it happened in slow-mo while you're watching it? Because you're like, yeah. Oh, this shit is really about to go down. She was looking dead at me. And I just seen the marshmallow come from the side of my eye, and it just pow, and I fell out laughing. And she was like, "You hit me with that fucking marshmallow." I was like, "No, I didn't. I promise." She was like, "So why didn't you say something?" Well, I'm gonna say
marshmallow.
A marshmallow's coming. So 1,000 marshmallows.
You know what I'm saying? It's marshmallows from every angle in this bitch.
That mess was so funny. And then the other part that had me dying laughing was they had the live band that was up there. The dude decided to sing. It was one of those tribute bands that go through and play like everybody's song and whatnot. And the dude decided to sing "Baby Got Back." So he brought all the chicks. He brought all the chicks that was up there from like a bachelor party, a bachelorette party
with no baggy.
No. They was all big chicks.
Oh. Baby got fat.
they was so rotund.
Baby and, got backs.
Said baby got back rolls. But the dude that was singing the song, you know how you get your drunk uncle and he be up there singing karaoke?
Yeah.
That was him.
Damn.
Because he was singing it straight. I like them round, thick, and juicy. So give me that juicy bubble.
Yo, you seem like the Smothers Brothers every time.
I'm in denial, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I'll be on the go, and it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no, and all we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off, man. All we wanna do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. Can you tell me why? Every time I step outside, I see my niggas die. Oh, I'm letting you know. No gun they make that can kill my soul. Oh no. Say, all we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
So now it's like the officer's pulling him inside the car. He's trying to pull away. And at no time, the officer said that he was going to do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn, and he said, I'll shoot you, or I'm going to shoot. And in the same moment, the first shot went off. And we looked at him. He was shot, and it was blood coming from him. And we took off running.
Are we all alone? Fighting on our own. Please give me a chance. I don't wanna dance. Something's got me down. I will stand my ground. Don't just stand around. Don't. don't just stand around.
As we took off running, I ducked and hid for my life because I was fearing for my life. And I hid by the first car that I saw. My friend, he kept running. And he told me to keep running because he feared for me too. So as he was running, the officer was trying to get out of the car. And once he got out the car, he pursued my friend, but his weapon was drawn. Now, he didn't see any weapon drawn at him or anything like that, us going for no weapon. His weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off, man. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off, man. Will end up either in a cell or in a grave or homeless or without a school or so many other different statistics, and it's not fair to know that. It's hard to live and know that. It's hard. It's not fair. It's not to know that one part of this city, some folks will live until their hair is gray. And on another part of this city, babies are literally dying. Now, some folks use this rhetoric that black on black crime is a thing. That's not even a real thing, because first of all, in America, it's more white people, period. You know what that means, America? That more white people commit more crimes. And actually, 84% of the white people that kill white people kill white people. We don't talk about white-on-white crime in the news, though. We keep using this rhetoric of black-on-black crime as if something is defective with black people. As if folks are just out here and they have behavior issues. It allows people to not address the real issues of poverty in this country. The real issues of mass incarceration in this country. The real issues of corporations profiting off of each and every one of us standing right here, no matter what color you are. It's not fair.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that. Forget
that. Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 95, all the way live, Forget That Yo Radio. Your boy, SK, aka Society's Chaos, aka the Black David Hasselhoff, aka Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, aka the Revolutionary Monastery, aka the Food and Naughty, aka if it's free, it's for me. And I am back. I am back like the writing in the back of an obituary.
What?
Mm-hmm. You gotta think about that one. That's like a Jaden Smith tweet.
So it makes no fucking sense, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, pretty much. or a Tyrese.
Yeah. Man, what's wrong with that dude, man?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You need to stick to singing and semi-good acting. Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Stone, man. Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped her off. Hey, I'm a try some new shit. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Uh-oh.
A.k.a. Crunk Juice.
Ooh, you almost said it.
Huh?
You almost said Cunt Juice, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's damn. Tank. Crunk Juice in the party, because when I pop, I Lil Jon the whole damn spot. Shots, 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 everybody. A.k.a. them shotgun shells is red and lime green, so when I squeeze, it look like a Gucci crime scene. Let's get it.
Wait a minute, you got to be getting these from Joy. This stuff sounds like Joy, man. I think I got you.
Man, he's my brother.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find this Tyrese tweet that I saved.
Oh, okay. Well, did you see that one I put on Facebook, man?
Uh-uh.
Dog, we are going down a path of no return, son. It is getting so, so ridiculous, right? So the dude, the battle rapper Daylight, he's doing an interview with Vlad TV, and he says, I would fuck the shit out of Diddy. No homo. No homo. Right?
He tweeted that?
No, he said that in the interview.
Wait a minute, do they got audio we could pull up?
Yeah. Go to Vlad TV.
Ooh-wee.
So, you know, all we do now, really, dog, is we check in comment sections. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I am meandering through the comment. Where the fuck is it at? The comment section. And, god damn it. And, I came up on the jewel, bro. Like, it gets no better than this. This is from your boy Travis. I don't know who this cat is, man, but I let a nigga fuck me in my ass before. No homo. But he the homie, so we cool. Like, we ain't on no gay stuff. What happens behind closed doors with two homies shouldn't matter to the outside world. Any other nigga ain't getting close to my asshole, and that's real shit.
What?
Dog.
Maybe he just wanted to try it out.
No, he... Okay. Now, okay, so I put it on Facebook, and, yo, I had multiple lunch money conversation.
Oh, Lord.
With... It was a very good conversation. Never get into a conversation with two writers, though. It goes bad fast. You know what I'm saying? It was lunch money the whole way through. Yo, but shout out to Brody, and shout out to Biggie, man. They was bringing up good points. I mean, it was very intelligent conversation, but they long-winded. You know what I'm saying? You know, they type in paragraphs and shit, right? Uh-huh. So the kid was like, yo, it shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? That the dude's gay. That's so what? But I'm like, man, he can't be cool. It's not okay that he's gay, because in it he says no homo.
Yeah.
And people that have a problem with being gay say no homo.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was appalled at the thought of another dude touching his ass that wasn't a homie means he also has a problem with gay shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that he's gay is cool. No, this dude is fucking confused. I said he needs some guidance and some leadership, man, because this shit is fucking crazy.
So what was the dude's argument saying that he's gay?
Let me see if I can find this shit.
Did he just Cuban be the whole no homo part?
No. Yeah. He never brought that shit up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I read this shit. I'm like, yo, man, that can't be, because he said no homo. Okay, this may well be a very indivisible way to reveal the species of one's bedroom activities. Indeed, I am sure most would prefer the absence of any bedroom revelations whatsoever, which is quite understandable. See what I'm talking about? He's a writer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But tell me, guys, what's wrong with being gay or bisexual or omnisexual? Never heard of that one. Certainly, there are leagues of young men in desperate need of adequate leadership guidance, but leadership guidance would have zero impact on honest sexual preference. In the case of sexual abuse, horror, perhaps, although even this is a thing to be tackled only by trained psychiatric professionals. No judgment tossed your way, but there's nothing wrong with being gay or bisexual. If it disgusts or repulses or scares you, slap it on a pay no mind list, brothers and sisters.
Damn, he need to write my next book.
Yo, like, and look, that was the first one, B. I got one more, and it's longer than that one. And then he dropped another jewel on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Dang. He was really going in, son. But yeah, but like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You didn't even address the no homo thing. And yo, my homie, my homeboy Doodoo, he did a 10-year bid, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he a punk. He let a nigga fuck him, he a punk.
Wait, so you had a book writer and then the street in there?
Two book writers and a certified thug.
Oh man. Straight to the point.
For real, he a punk. And you know what, yo? I'm gonna keep talking. I'm not gonna let KD come in because he took him a whole long time to get on the fucking podcast today, man. So, yo,
jam, oh jam.
What up, Dizzle?
What up, man?
Oh my god! Why I can't get a confirmation definition though for omnisexual?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is, KD. You know what omnisexual is?
That sounds like some kind of superpower.
Like, this doesn't even make sense. All right, I found one. Generally interchangeable with pansexual, one whose romantic, emotional, or sexual attractions are geared towards others, regardless of sex and or gender expression. Ain't that bisexual?
Yes.
I would think so. But omni...
So what the hell is omni?
I don't, like, is you fucking with animals too?
Just everything. The walls. Ooh, this wall look good.
I'm going to lick this wall and leave. Like, yo, or is that trisexual? I'll just try anything.
I don't get it, man. Hold up.
Yo.
All right, hey, hold up. You, oh, go ahead.
Did you read the tweet the dude put out?
Nah.
Oh, man. All right. I guess we got to read this again.
No. I kind of came in and you was reading it, and I had to pause for a minute because I'm like, what is Stone talking about?
Yo, did you find that daylight shit?
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to play it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, but I got to get off this Urban Dictionary because they trolling.
You know, omnisexual.
Listen to the bisexual definition.
Okay.
Bisexual. The ability to reach down someone's pants and be satisfied with whatever you find. Come on, man.
Yo.
I'm not messing with this Urban Dictionary.
No, that's done. Yo, I'm deleting that app today. they fucking playing games. Yo. Oh, man. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let me play this Daylight. I think this is the part. I went to the comments, and, you know, somebody's like, play it from here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hopefully it was that. Here we go.
No worries. You know what I'm saying? Like your switch, your buzz dying down, bro. We need some type of controversy. Like, yo, I had these twins with Alicia real quickly. Like, shit, like I'm telling you, bro, I'm the biggest troll in the world, so I understand how to troll the world. And these are little things that are designed to troll the world. Like, I honestly believe, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, that shit is, you know, it, or maybe today, they may be fucking today. Like,
this ain't the part. I don't know where it's at.
It was towards the beginning.
Oh, like before a minute and 30 in?
Yeah. No, wait. Yeah.
He came off the bat with it.
With that one. Yo, see, he dropped that jewel early. Like, which video are you on?
He got a gray shirt on. Talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Nah, this one, the title of the video is I Would Fuck the Shit Out of Diddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look on YouTube.
Yeah, that's where I seen it at.
This rapper announced plans. Okay, here we go. Oh, come on, man.
Always with the commercials.
Oh, is this with the, you seen with the Breakfast Club one?
Daylight? Nuh-uh.
Okay, here we go. Dang, when did this come out? August 14th?
Yep.
You might have seen him on the Shady competition that just recently went down. And he had some things to say about whether or not he would have sex with Diddy. Here's what he said to Vlad.
Yeah, I Diddy. I'm not going front. I'll this out of Diddy. Like, why not? Like, you know, Diddy's attractive, you know what I'm saying? Get him off with, like, a bottle of Ciroc, like, you know what I'm saying? Get him up, you know, I've always been infatuated with how he dances, like sexy, yeah. Like, pause, like, no homo, like Diddy thick, yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Whoa! You can't say that, B.
He said Diddy thick.
Diddy thick, yo. Hold on, I gotta play that again.
Sexy, yeah. Like Paul's, like no homo, like Diddy thick, yo. You ever seen him like?
Whoa.
You know what? That ain't even funny.
Diddy thick, yo.
No pause, no homo. Diddy thick.
Nah. I like the way he dance, man. Take that.
You confused, my nigga.
No, man, he trolling, man.
Hey, man.
But that's taking it too far. I'm not trolling like that. My next troll, I'm going to upload a picture of somebody hitting me from the back.
No.
Yo, I can't get over this Diddy thick line.
Diddy thick, yo. Diddy like, thick. Like, I like the way he danced, man. No homo.
He said it like he had to be watching Diddy videos like Damon was watching Tupac.
Oh, nigga, you so gangster.
Wait, was this the guy who was in a Batman or dude on the stage or something?
Yeah, in the Spawn outfit, yeah.
Oh, then what did y'all expect?
Yeah, I told old boy, like, that dude's crazy, man. This doesn't surprise me at all.
Why you got that a Spawn tattoo on his face? That's horrible.
He's crazy, cuz.
Whoa. He mad thick. Diddy mad thick, though, man.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Get him going off a bottle of Ciroc, man. Like, yo, you really thought this out.
He ain't even got to bring it. I'll buy it. I'll go to the store and pick it up, you know. Get him on that bed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Diddy, man.
Hey, man, don't go too far into that.
Yeah. This is awful, son.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how it's done. Call up the homies. Man, he be raping his friends just to troll.
Yeah, man.
That's horrible.
Whoa, this dude said, I ain't a fag, but I smash a lot of people in juvie.
No, I'm gonna say that makes you a fag.
He said, I smashed or I would.
He said he did.
Oh my stars.
Another dude said real Crips don't believe in mudslide parties or sword fighting.
For real, man.
Man, who's clicking a
Oh damn, forgot what I was doing.
Jesus Christ.
His body fat.
He said, wait, you say he was slapping his body fat?
He said he was measuring my body fat.
Oh, man, this got me off track.
Yeah, for real. It fucked the whole show up.
That man said Diddy was thick, B.
Diddy thick, nigga. I ain't never heard of a shit like that.
I still can't find these Tyrese tweets. He said something so crazy last night that I couldn't even go back to sleep. What this dude said, man?
Yo, these tweets are going too far, man.
Oh, man, Twitter is just...
You said she with Danny Brown and French Montana.
Now they going at it?
Kind of, sort of, but it was French Montana said all lyrical rappers is broke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Danny Brown said chilling in Australia, LOL, like a broke lyrical rapper should be. Niggas play summer jams and nightclubs. I play the biggest festivals all around the world and played on stages where hip hop has never been. They make a couple of checks here and there. I make history, though.
Man, that's so old, dog. Did you just have that sitting in your phone?
Yeah, and never got to it.
Yo, shout out to FJ Stay Trill on Instagram. He beat his little cousin, his little niece, in 2K, 118-4.
Oh! Yo, like, can she move? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, how old is she?
I'm mad she scored 4 points.
For real, yo, if you scored 118, man, you supposed to shut all that down.
How did she? She had to be about 2.
That had to be free throws.
How did... Just push something, girl. We got to keep going.
He got a 5-month-old. He just set the controller in front of her. She's slapping it. and mess around and made 2 buckets, yo.
She drooled on the controller and scored 4 points. I'm mad.
Yo, that kind of reflects badly on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got a 18. But, yeah, man, she got 4. You know what I'm saying? And she can't read.
I would have photoshopped 0 in there. But, man, the story of the year. We got to get on this Mike Brown, B.
That bird.
I was mad people was calling out Nelly.
They called out Nelly.
Like everybody was tweeting, where is Nelly at? Where is Nelly's statements? So y'all want the guy who made Tip Drill to... You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, who's checking for Nelly, dog? Like, I don't... These statements don't make me know Nevermind, man. Like, I don't care. I know how I feel about it. I don't care how you feel about it, man.
Like, is Nelly supposed to go out there and lead the charge?
I don't. I guess just being from St. Louis, they want to hear what you say.
And then Jeezy got bigged up for standing in front of a burnt down sitco and took a picture. So he's the man now? Like, dang, you ain't got to do nothing nowadays.
For real, man.
To be glorified.
And yo, and they still troll you, though. Yeah. Like, people doing something positive. Bow Wow was out there, right? Only thing they said about Bow Wow was there. He was there with his twin brother, Lil Mama. I said, damn it,
man.
Come on, dog.
And then, like, the whole crazy thing with Anonymous. They release a name. The cops release a different name. When you Google the name, the cops release, a black dude popped up.
Yeah. Oh, the picture of it's supposedly Mike Brown with the money in his mouth and the gun in his hand.
Oh, man, that was the worst one, man. Yeah, that's when I just started deleting people.
Yeah, like, I'm like, come on, dog.
Like, it takes you 5 seconds to go see what Mike Brown looked like.
For real. And even that, so what? The cop didn't see none of this. You know what I'm saying? This thing happened the day. It had nothing to do with the situation. So what does this even matter?
And then why was the dude light skin on the picture, though?
For
and Mike Brown is dark.
Hey.
Another one I hated. The KKK. Oh, the KKK showed up? So you're telling me all these hundreds of thousands of tweets of videos putting up, nope, everybody just disregarded the KKK? Don't you think everybody would have had pictures of the KKK in Missouri? That was an old story, like in Alabama. And then they got the, what's another one that was crazy? Like, a few people shared a video of a guy getting shot that was not even St. Louis at all, and it was 6 months ago.
Oh.
And they was like, see, this is what happened. Here go the footage right here. Now y'all can be quiet.
Yo, I'm upset at the video they put out.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
At the convenience store, right? Yeah. Now, why did you put this video out? If the chief of police doing an interview and says that the officer was not responding to that.
What does that have to do with the price of rice in China?
Exactly. Why did you put that video out if that's not why the cop was stopping him? So that has nothing to do with this situation.
I'm mad at the folks because I was watching CNN when they started talking about, because first off, the chief of police, he don't talk well. He ain't had no speech writer, no nothing. He just got up there and was talking. Like, they just put him in front of the mic like, hey, AB, you got to do this. And he's like, fuck. So he got up there and it was like, three times I know where he was going to say something and he just blacked out and was like, fuck it. Anyways, so, like, yo, dude, this is supposed to be a professional. You know, this is a serious matter. You got people marching all over the world in response to this, and your response is, fuck it, I don't remember. Anyways.
Yo, he was up there talking like he was an alcoholic that didn't get to work this morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, he forgot to get that shot in before he came to this interview.
But then the first thing they put up was, like, the pictures from the video that they took.
Yeah.
And it got this big dude up there, you know, yanking up the store clerk and everything. But the people they interviewed afterwards, the black people that was out there marching, first off, Don Lemon is a troll. he just as much of a troll as anybody else out there, because he's talking to the black folks. And he literally sat up there and he was like, yo, so the pictures they released really show evidence that it's Mike Brown. But then these people behind me, and he kind of did that motion like, these motherfuckers behind me.
Yeah,
these Negroes behind me really don't believe it. So, I mean, it's really still a volatile situation. Then he going to interview him, and the chick that they had up there was talking to him. She was talking like she knew Don Lemon for years. She was like, you know what, Don? Let me tell you. And she went in and everything. And he was like, so you don't believe it's him? No, I don't believe it's him. They photoshopped that. These pictures are clearly blurry. What? And that's when it was like, get the black folks off TV.
Oh, that's why everybody was side-eyeing them behind Don Lemon. Man, what
the fuck? Yo, shout out to the other Strata Low Cash, man.
Oh yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, that episode, man, was really, really good, man.
Yeah, they was going in, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey Mike, I mean Stone, is the mic, is your lip boxing the microphone?
Maybe.
Speed bagging it.
Cause every time you talk, you hear the mic move.
Oh, I be moving my head and shit.
Wait a minute. So you be neck rolling?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, because we never had this problem before.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting emotional.
I was about to say that.
What the? Yeah, that so, footage. Wait, the footage had a dude with him. If you looking for, if they said him and his friend robbed the store, why is his friend still free and nobody's saying nothing about him?
They said the friend ain't had nothing to do with it.
So now, okay, if me and you rob a bank, I'm cool. I can. Yeah. I was with you, but I didn't actually grab the money, so I get to go free now.
Exactly. What's really going on, son?
This whole thing is just ass backwards.
And then when they showed the robbery location and where he was shot in 9 minutes, he got all the way over there in flip flops. Like, he needed to be on somebody's team doing something.
Yes. At first he was at the Quick Trip, but now it wasn't at the Quick Trip. Then they say it was at Ferguson's Market. But where was the cigars and shit?
Yeah, so did he just rob the store? The store clerk didn't say nothing about it. He didn't walked call, 17 miles.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't call nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, because even over the day, he played the police scanner shit. Ain't hear nothing about it. So was it really a robbery?
And when did the cops start taking cigarettes or blacks, whatever, that serious? And start running for tapes?
Yeah.
Like, when we start pulling tapes that quick?
For real.
They just got all this. They just responded to, oh, he took some blacks? Whoa, we got to get over there ASAP.
Hell yeah. Even though nobody ever called us about it.
They claiming it was the main reason they reacted like that, because it was a strong-arm robbery. Which, I still don't know. The video I saw, he yanked dude up. Whoever it may have been, he yanked dude up. But that could have been for a number of reasons.
Yeah, that could have been like, yo, we in the store talking shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be nothing about no robbery. We got into an altercation.
So they call that, so when a female is calling the cops because she's getting beat, the guy goes to jail for a couple nights and get out. That's not a big deal. But this, all he did was grab his shirt and push him. Oh, man, you ain't got no bruises, but this is so serious.
Hell yeah.
It ain't none of this added up.
Yo, and did you hear about, wait, hold on, I gotta, where was that shit at? I think it was in San Diego. Man, a female, right? Mm-hmm. Steals a patrol car.
It's already going.
Because the cop left the keys in it. She took the patrol car on a 40-mile chase on the freeway.
Jeez.
Ran. The chase ended after the woman pulled into a rest stop and rammed the car of an officer trying to arrest her. She didn't get shot. Now, she need to be fucking shot.
You rammed a patrol car, dog.
Stole a patrol car. Rammed a patrol car with the cop in it. And you just got arrested? But my man walking down the street get banged out 10 times, he gets shot? Come on, man. What the fuck is going on, man?
That's a big thing that's not making no sense. 10 times?
All them bullets?
For real, man.
And who's jumping in cars to grab a police weapon?
For real. What does... Hey, get the fuck out the street. How does that lead to... Give me your goddamn gun.
They don't even do that in movies.
For real, that shit. This just don't make no fucking sense, man. And then I was telling my man, who got more to lose? The cops... or the dead kid. You know what I'm saying? Who gains more from lying?
Mm-hmm.
The cops.
Yeah. Because
this is a bad situation. So why would the little dude that was with him, why would he lie? What am I lying for? I didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So why would I lie? But the cops, oh, this is a bad situation. Y'all probably need to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yo, I hate the fact that cops have to investigate cops, because it's not gonna go good for the victim, man,
at all. They're gonna back their homies up,
you know what I'm saying? I know this guy, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna cover all that shit up, and then you can see the slander starting with releasing their video that has nothing to do with this, man, and y'all put this shit out.
But hold up, Stone. If we pull our pants up, if we're educated,
yo, who the fuck was that?
And we stop killing each other. Racism is over.
Who said that, man? Like, for real, who said that?
Alright, Where was I? I got caught in one of them whirlwinds again. You know, it's like once a year.
Yeah.
Because normally I just like, whatever. But I don't know, I was just bored. So, dude put this long post up about what black people need to do, because you know we always got to apologize when something happens to us.
Yeah.
So if we would do this and that, educate ourselves, know the laws, because a couple Facebook videos got people gassed up with a couple people knowing the laws. If we do that and stop committing crime and go to school and dress properly, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this won't happen as much, or it'll stop. So I went in there and I was like, so if women, I don't think I put this in there, but I guess if women stop dressing scantily clad at the club, the rapes will stop too. But I got in there and I was like, man, first of all, the reason why I did go in there, because I seen some, of all people, white females co-signing. And I'm like, there you go. They're always giving people an out. And it's always looking like we're the ones at fault when you got your own, when you got black people saying what black people need to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, so, all right, I got my pants pulled up. I go to college. I never been arrested. I don't have a record. So why do I get pulled over? And why do I get harassed? Why did I get pulled over every time I was in my boy's Escalade and car searched? Like, what did I do wrong? And then some chick came in there talking about, well, you got to stay in the right places. I was like, oh, whoa. So don't go to Walmart. Don't drive to work. Don't drive to the gym. Dang.
Pretty much stay your black ass inside.
Yeah. So what do I need to do? So then they start going off. And I was like, you know what? First it was like just going. And I was like, then, you know, people start can't understand what you're saying. And they start flipping, saying different stuff. Or oh, you're playing the victim and stuff. Like, okay, you're white and don't know anything about being a black man. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to her page. Just some basic chick with selfies doing nothing important with her life. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this conversation got to stop. So I got out of there, and I seen him kept tagging me. So then I unsubscribed from the post. But KD came in there, the music man.
I'm about to say, wait, what?
he tags me, and for some reason I could see his, like when other people tag me, I could see their tags from that post. Yeah. Like when people that wasn't involved but come in later and tag me, yeah, I started getting the notifications, which is weird. So that's when I copied that part. That's when I got out of there, when I copied that part you seen that said, where is it at? Let me see if I can pull it up. Basically said, if you're not, if you get educated and stuff, you can stop this or whatever. So that's when I tagged that. So then, since I wasn't coming back to his post, him and his girl came back to that post. It was like, oh, you scared to face my man and all this stuff. That's why you won't come back.
Who said that?
A female that doesn't know me at all.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, you obviously don't know who I am. But, all right. So I'm like, whatever. So I just start trolling her with the nice role. Like, I love y'all. This is about peace and harmony. But first she wrote like a book, and I was like, see, I dropped my phone the other day and my screen is cracked, so I can only see pieces. So I need you to type all that again.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So I can start putting this together so I can read it. Because I really want to know what you're saying. So then she started getting more hype. So then I was like, okay, how about I put the link to my donate, the Emerge City donate site. And I was like, instead of arguing on Facebook, which doesn't mean anything, how about you donate to somebody that's doing something? So I put the link up. Then after that, her man come in there. And I was like, he was like, won't you come back to the post and face me or whatever, or face the people? I'm like, this is counterproductive. How about you come on my podcast today, Sunday at 11 a.m., where we reach different countries and thousands of people listen, if you want to reach somebody, you want to do something that's real? Nope, not here. So then I wasn't going to go back. I seen them tagging me in the post again, and I wasn't going to go back till I seen the word coward up there.
Oh.
And I was like, see? So I put my address in there and my phone number. And no, because, no, okay, he went over there and said, he said, what'd he say? Oh, he said he's a coward and too scared to come in here to face me. So, guys, he won't be back or something. And I'm like, really? So I screenshot where I was talking about the podcast, and I put, so that, you just Cuban beat all that. That didn't happen. So then I put my phone number in his, and I was like, yo, hit me up. Then he wouldn't call me. So then I was like, put your phone up. No, he said he wouldn't call me because I'm going to get my people up outside.
What? What?
I was like, how? Who are these people on a 101 phone call?
Somebody, ain't that please? The same thing he trying to do on that post, though?
Yeah. I'm like, somebody please explain this. Because on your post, I got little white girls attacking me that not doing nothing with their life but working at McDonald's. So, put your phone number up and I'll call you. So he put his phone number up and I called him. And then we hashed it out. Everything cool now. But, I mean, I just told him straight. Basically, he's going back and forth. He's telling me what he was talking about. And then what I was telling him was, that's cool. And what you're saying is true. But we need to stop running on these social media and saying black people need to stop doing this and stop doing that. We in the black community, we know what black people need to stop doing. If you want to reach black people, then you need to make a group or something on Facebook and tag us. You know what I'm saying? Just send out requests to black people and put it in there between us. Because every time y'all put something out like this, you got the white people who don't care about you. Them the ones that's co-signing and then start making excuses of what you need to do. So are you doing this for likes?
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Why it always gotta be
get what we feed, gotta do.
Yeah, yo, what we gotta do and feeding the flame. You just feeding the flame.
But who the fuck are you to tell me what I need to do? You know what I'm, that's saying? What I'm, how like, are you as one person not going through any of the things that we are going through? Tell the people what they need to do. If you get education, if you get educated, but they're taking money away from education. So, miss me with that bullshit. If I pull my pants up, not everybody sags their pants.
Yeah.
And you got little white, like right now everybody black is dressing like a skater. And skaters been doing that shit with their ass out forever. Mm-hmm. So why wasn't a problem for them? Why I gotta pull my fucking pants up? Come on, man. Y'all, the arguments you're making is stupid shit you see on TV, man.
And then the black on black crime, there is white on white crime, Asian on Asian crime, what, the Mexican mafia don't exist? They cutting people's heads off.
Killing everybody.
You know what I'm saying? We got
the problem.
But we the problem. That's all you see is black on black crime, this black on black crime, that. When it's all, mostly that's street crime. A few bystanders get hit here and there and it's on the news. Little girl got hit, straight bullets. But I mean, that's street people doing street stuff. You got all kind of different Sicilians. They fight each other. Everything. So now it's just black on black. We the major problem. Nobody. Problem. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's turning to say nothing like that.
Cause, go ahead, Kitty.
I'm about to say the other thing that get me is that these folks come over here telling us what they need to do. So you debt free. You don't have anything against your credit at all. You got a perfect record. You know, perfect life. You already got your education. You rich. You balling. You staying up in the high rise where you can come from a perspective where you can tell us what you need. You know what you did to get there. Oh wait, you're on Facebook arguing about this dumb shit.
And you smoke meth, motherfucker.
Yeah, come on, shut man.
Like, come on, B. What is really going on, man?
That's why I don't get into stuff like that. I wall slide all that shit. I just like, nope.
Yeah, that's what I was like, man, they caught me, man.
Got me wrapped up.
It always catch you like once a year or something. Because I'm like, man, look what the hell I'm doing, and what are you doing? Y'all ain't doing nothing.
Nothing.
I am rolling over you fools.
The worst shit I seen this week was, well, I'll say some of the worst shit, was it was this white chick on Twitter, and she posted two side-by-side pictures of her, and it was one of her and her. And she was a chubby chick, too. Let me throw this out there just for chits and giggles. But chubby chick with her boyfriend. And it was a chubby chick, and she was in her wedding dress and everything. She was like, so if I get shot, which one would they want to see? You know, which picture would I want the media to put up? What the fuck does that have to do with the price of rice in China? And then she was like, well, black people need to stop taking, you know, pictures with guns and drugs and all that stuff. And they wouldn't have this problem if they get gunned down, you know, how the media displays them. Lady, yo, I didn't even respond, but I just kind of was like, let me go take some different pictures now just in case I get gunned down. Wait, how about I just not get gunned down in the first place and not have to worry about this issue? What pictures you take has anything to do with anything? The media gonna do what the fuck they want to do.
Hell yeah.
I could have 10,000 pictures and whatnot. The one with me back in 2002 flipping the bird is the one they gonna pick to show, you know, this was the picture you took. What am I supposed to do about that in my dead stage?
Yo, whichever way shines a bad light on you, that's the way they're going to go.
It's victim blaming.
Yeah, that's the way they're going to go with it, man.
And now you got, and then on Twitter, what's crazy is you got half the people saying what we saying and half the people saying we the problem and they black.
Yeah. The worst, now, that's why I said some of the worst shit. The worst shit I seen was the chick up there. Her name is Shiso Sadidi. Everything is going on with the protests and everything, right? She started a donation and was collecting funds because she was like, them people out there, they hungry, they starving and everything. We collecting funds to try to send, you know, food out there to them, food, water, and all this stuff. Why people started turning on her and was like, man, don't do that shit. Don't donate to her because she's shady. She probably taking that money.
What? Yeah, I seen that.
What? She quit. Right after she saw that, she was like, I quit. You know, you want to do something helpful? You do it yourself. I'm not going to have my integrity tested because some of you fuckboys out here. And I was like, wait, this can't be life. We already marching on a tragedy that happened and whatnot. You got people out there protesting. They getting the police in Ferguson doing everything unconstitutional in the book.
For real, son.
In the book. But yet you got somebody trying to help, and the first thing you want to say is that she's trying to steal your money. So don't donate then if that's the way you feel. But don't shit on the next person for trying to help. Jesus Christ.
And then they killing each other. They killing the movement themselves because you got half the people looting and half the people trying to stop the looters from looting.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
crabs in a bucket.
It's just like you just want to give up, man.
For real, yo. Just man.
I watched that. I read some story from that show. Not the show, but the website Grantland. Mm-hmm. And one of the dudes, one of the reporters, he was out there in the midst of that stuff, and he gave like his POV, his point of view of what happened out there. And he was saying like the first day was like real calm, and the day they came out there with all the tanks and all the military equipment and stuff like that, he said it was so tense out there because, you know, they rolled up and it was people at the church that was like, nah, we gonna be peaceful about it, we gonna sit out here, we not gonna do nothing. And then the same thing, the other half of the folks was like, fuck that, we've been peaceful long enough, we need to shoot back. And then they get out there and they had to argue, they had to calm the situation down amongst themselves to prevent, you know, anything from popping off. But then they were saying the same thing, like you had the people out there who's looting and everything, who's making everything worse because the cops wasn't reacting to the people being peaceful. They was reacting to the people looting, mm-hmm, and doing all that stuff. So it just was all bad out there.
And then another case I made, you know, who people who are not black, you know who your real friends are the ones that are not making excuses. The ones that understand, that means they really care about you.
Yeah.
Not the ones on there saying, well, if y'all do this, because I'm seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
How the hell do you know, how the hell do you say you care for somebody from a different race and know their culture if you always victim blaming and making excuses? That ain't your friend.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
This is one of them things. I looked at it, I was like, and I hope I don't sound crass when I say this, but the situation that happened, his death, is something that was kind of written in the stars just because of the conversations it's bringing about and all the stuff. Because, I mean, the one positive thing I could see was the National Moment of Silence movement that was started. Yeah. That, and then you got the discussion of the serious discussion of all police officers having those little mobile cameras on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because they were showing stats, and they were saying I think it was in California, they were saying when cops started having to wear those cameras in California, for one, reports of abuse started going down, and
60%.
Yep, and it was saying that, you know, pretty much because they was being held responsible, now they was being held liable for everything. Like, crime on both sides stopped happening because now you don't have people who can accuse because you got the videotape showing exactly what went down, and then you got the cops on the same thing on the other end. Now they can't get out there and get all rowdy and say, oh, well, this happened, blah, 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 because, again, the camera's on them. So,
but aren't all cop cars now got that dash camera?
They're supposed to, but it depends on the budget of the county or the state they're in, because I think somebody was saying, like, in Tampa, all cops have it. Like, as soon as they flick their lights on,
yeah,
the camera comes on automatically. But they were saying, like, maybe that was the whole thing with the whole Mike Brown thing, is that if they did have it, if they did have the dash cam, they said the fight and whatever happened to the side, which doesn't make any sense because then there would still be the audio.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I haven't heard anything. Me personally, I haven't heard anything as far as there being any video or any, you know, audio emerging from that, what happened at that scene. Which goes back to the whole first point, because you concentrating on the video store robbery, and that video, you're not the video store robbery, but the Quickie Mart, whatever that shit was, robbery, but or whatever happened in there, but you're not focusing on what happened with the cop car and everything, if there is video or audio there, because that's what really should be the focus in all this. You know,
if it was, and it exonerated that cop, that'd have been the first thing they dropped.
That's the same thing I said. If there was anything clearing that cop, they would have brought that evidence to the, like, so quick and shut down all this. Like, y'all marching and protesting and whatnot, and your boy wasn't innocent in this at all.
And another thing, when people talk about that education crap, half these people ain't never been in a low income school.
For real.
When I moved to Texas, man, what was we, like, fifth grade? I came from, went from Waynesville to Texas. We went to school in a poor neighborhood. It's called Sam Houston. Dog, when I tell you, the teacher sat there and read her book the entire day. This is what you do. You go to school, and it's a black and Mexican school.
Yeah.
You walk into school. there are shelves with like little kid books and stuff, and what you call them, flashcards and stuff. Your job was to get up, go to these shelves, pick up different books, get your paper, and do stuff from them textbooks. Write ABCs, 1, 2. I'm in fifth grade, dog. Why am I writing ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and doing these little problems? And at the end of the day, she calls your name up, and you, that's what you turn in.
Damn.
Ain't no teaching.
Yeah. First of all, man, teachers don't get paid enough. Especially for the shit that they have to put up with now. They do not make enough money to want to educate your child. And plus, they're getting no assistance from the parents these days.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? It's, what am I doing this for? This kid don't want to learn nothing. You obviously don't care about this kid learning nothing. I'm more afraid of getting jumped on in his classroom than I am of teaching these kids. Because now kids have no respect for a teacher.
Dog, it was so crazy in there. I started becoming a whole different person. Like, I started cussing, going crazy, hanging with the wrong crowd. We actually had a fight. We was fighting the teacher in the class. They had a male teacher come in and substitute. He was just an ass, just cussing us out. We actually got in a brawl. I never told my mom, because my mom crazy. She would have went up to the school. But shoot.
Yeah, she cleared all y'all out.
Cause he was pushing us in there. It was two of us, me and this other black dude. We was the ones fighting the teacher. And I was like, you know what? I got to get out of here because I'm just turning into, I'm about to be a street dude.
For real.
And I was like, it was nothing like this in Waynesville. We had teachers that knew your name and everything and cared for you. And this dude, they just sit there in the desk. I was like, dude, I'm becoming a whole different person. And them people ain't got the option to leave like I did.
Yeah, nah.
And this is what they growing up in.
Yeah, and you see how they turn it out. I mean, like, we have the kids nowadays, man, have no discipline, man. Just none of it's just whatever I want to do, that's what I'm gonna do.
But that right there is, I'm gonna say it's a mix between parenting nowadays and the law stepping in, and these so-called quote unquote professionals stepping in and saying what you should and should not do with your kids, which in turn goes to the law, which is telling you now you can't
do this, react. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
So it's putting too much power in the kids. And then, like I said, it's parenting on the back end. Because when you see certain things, like you see these kids acting up in public and the parents don't do nothing, or they just hand them, you know, something to tell them to go sit in the corner and leave me alone. That's what you're getting as parenting these days. You know, and it's just all around bad. Because I remember I was terrified of my mom. And I'm not talking about in the, you know, my mom abused me or anything like that. I'm talking about, let me react, let me do something out of hand that's my fault. I'm catching the ass when I get home.
Hell yeah.
My mom is going to beat my ass. You don't see that nowadays. Now it's just like, I'm going to push the button. And then when the parent react, that's when it's like, oh, wait, you're yelling at me. Now my feelings are hurt. So now the parent has to come back and apologize to the kid when the kid was one acting up in the first place. What?
Yeah, then nah, fuck all that.
What?
I got a little rebuttal, though, for the kid's behavior.
What's that?
You know how we always talk about the little white kids be cussing at their mom and getting what they want?
Yeah.
How do they come out good?
They really don't. I mean, not everybody is the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put everybody in a general class. That's one thing I refuse to do, because I was one of the kids myself where I really didn't have to have a lot of guidance. You know, I was taught young because I was raised by my great grandmother and then my mother. You know, my great grandmother showed me how to, you know, do certain things, how to be a gentleman, how to be respectful and everything. So that kind of stuff kind of stuck with me. I wasn't really heavily influenced. You know, I watched R-rated movies. I was watching Die Hard and White Men Can't Jump at 6 and 7 years old. Whenever that stuff came out, but it was never, let me go to school and try to take a gun. Let me go out here and react back. Because again, something was instilled in me that, you know, I was different. I didn't have to have guidance to teach me how to react wrong. Where, you know, some kids, they can go out there and they can do all that stuff and they turn out as decent people. It all depends. So it all depends on personality. But I think a lot of things is that with kids, I notice that if you don't guide them if you don't give them general directions, if they don't have certain boundaries set for them at a young age, it shows when they get older. Because, you know, I'm managing troops now that, you know, 20 years old and stuff. I'm like, damn, I'm feeling old at 32. Well, 32 tomorrow, but, you know, I'm feeling old because these cats are just coming in. It was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. You bring up, like, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or something old.
Yeah.
And they looking at you like, what the fuck is that?
I guess, like, I just answered my own question.
Kind of.
Because when they acting up, they don't have to go back to that same environment that them little black kids is in. Like, they ain't got, it's a whole bunch that you gotta worry about.
But I see these kids now, like, some of these kids that come through, and you could tell, like, they don't have those boundary issues that we used to have.
Yeah, they gotta respect this shit.
Yeah, you know, they talking back to supervisors and stuff. We looking like, oh, he is getting ready to lose his whole ass right now. Talking to this dude all sideways. Yeah, and it's like, how did you make it to this rank and nobody check you on the stuff you're supposed to be doing at this point? And it comes back to the basics. They not doing it as kids. And then when they get as adults, it's even harder to teach them what boundaries they supposed to have because they never had it all that time.
Yeah.
So
And shout out to Daniel Wilson. He got a video. I'll put it up on the website, forgetthatyo.com. He went out to Ferguson and actually made a video. And it's pretty dope, man. Like, you get to see, like, the unity side. There's all different nations out there marching together and walking. And this video is just amazing.
Yeah.
Y'all check that out.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. Just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but it's staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. Just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back, cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.
We're gonna go to some other news, cause I got some crazy stuff. I'm gonna just read the titles that when I sent them to the email. Give me that dog sex.
No.
I don't even want to know.
This is about a Baptist leader in Missouri.
Damn it.
Arrested for seeking sex with an animal. The president and CEO of a Baptist conference center could face penalties if convicted of solicitation.
With an animal?
Yep, he's 56. He was arrested August 5th by an undercover investigator with the Boone County Sheriff's Department Task Force. It was tipped that an advertisement had been posted on Craigslist. The officer offered a dog and arranged a meeting in a Columbia, Missouri park.
God damn it.
Man, he was going to do it in the park, homie. Did he, like, send pictures of the dog's butt and stuff? Like, yeah, you got a nice room.
Oh, he that's thick. The one.
Yeah, he thinks.
I don't think there's no. You stupid.
Diddy thick.
Hey, man.
All right, is y'all think Jerry Hill fat or skinny?
He gotta be fat, B.
Yeah, he's a fatty.
Yeah, he fucking dogs. He fat.
And he got he got that rapist mustache.
Is he omnisexual?
I still don't know what that means.
That sounds like the definition.
You know what I'm saying? I fucks dogs.
Missouri, they are unclear about possible penalties. Like, they don't even know what to get this man.
Yo, like, is the dog pressing charges?
He says the dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who's pressing charges? Did he actually bang the dog?
Bark once if you press the charges.
Bark once if you wanted it. Bark twice if you didn't.
Dang, man. You got caught. Sometimes I think we should do this for the show. Make up a fake ad.
Yeah. And just see what happens.
And call them on Skype and, like, make a negotiations. Like, okay, I'm going to bring the dog over, right? So how many pumps you going to give him? I'm charging $5 a pump.
I want no part of that.
Nothing, man.
Yo, it's going to be fun because they're going to be so serious.
It's going to be funny. I just want no parts of it.
Yo, like, man, what? Like, if we throw the bait out there, dog. We throw that fishing line with the "I want to have sex with a dog" shit on it, and somebody answers to that shit, son. Like, yo, it's gonna ruin me, dog. Like, I will have no more faith in humanity.
And I'm trying to keep him on the line the entire show. It's gonna be called "Catch That Bait."
It's gonna be worse. It's gonna be somebody. No,
for real, man.
Oh man. Yo, what if that? Nah, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, they out here raping these dogs, man, via Craigslist.
Raping dogs, man.
Wait a minute. Okay. Just asking. If you raping dogs, does that make you a pro at doggy style with a female?
Oh, damn it, man.
Anthony, it's time for you to go.
Why that ain't my name. That ain't even my name is KD. But wouldn't that make you a pro?
It's time for you to go.
I'm saying that's, I don't even want to answer. I don't know why you asked that question, son. For real.
I was asking for a man, Jerry Hill, man.
Oh, that's just awful, man.
Did y'all see the video? Y'all, this world is turning into Sodom and Gomorrah, and I think it's about to be over soon.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the video at the bar of the female sucking off 21 dudes for a free drink?
One free drink.
I'm talking about real video of her going from dude to dude. And they just put like a little, whoever tried to edit it was horrible. But yeah, he just had like a little white strip, like trying to get on all the wangs when she pulled them out. 20 dudes. 20 or 21 dudes.
Hey, man. For real. I want to meet the guy that talked her into it. Because that is some for real talk game, dog. Because I'm pretty sure out of 21 guys, it's a lame in there that would have bought you a drink. So the dude that talked you, like, look, hey, suck off all these and I will buy you a drink.
So, I don't know what drink it was.
And then I'm thinking, like, all right, they was in the club. Looked like the club had been popping for a minute. Man, them dudes is all sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
Them dudes is dancing to Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. And, oh, man.
How many diseases you got on your tonsils right now, girl?
Gosh, yeah, she don't know what them dudes, because she was going random, like whoever was pulling their wang out. Some dudes wasn't pulling their wang out, and she started unzipping their pants, then they went along with it.
Hey, you know okay. What's going on? Well, since you're down there already, I guess
you pulled on it.
Imagine if you was there with your girl and she did that.
Dog.
Oh, man.
Not your girl being the one that went to town.
Oh, okay.
Because she would have caught an epic two-piece. I'm talking about... I'm talking about the one who...
Now, KD, you can't put your hands on her. Just give her a stern talking to.
Here, lady.
My bad, yeah. She would have got an epic talking to.
Oh, I would have had to slap her hands away from my zipper, but like, nah, I don't know what that wang and his wang had on it. You ain't putting previously wang mouth in my on my wang. You got previously wang mouth right now.
You know, if I put my wang in your mouth, I'd have been with every other wang that had been in your mouth. I'm, you know, not sure that, man.
I gotta be first like Bobby for apples.
You know what I'm saying? Give me some mouthwash or something. He was like, yeah, take this, man. Clean that out or something. Let's just gargle with some Clorox.
That's nasty to me, like beer pong. If you play beer pong, you are disgusting.
Yo, that ball hits everything. Not only do thousands of people have it in their hands, it hits the floor and all kind of shit, man.
These people are going to the bathroom. Have you ever been in a bathroom and seen how many people do not wash their hands?
It is amazing.
Drunk, man. Peeing on his hand, getting shaken. People got piss on their hands. They sneezing, they coughing. The floor, dog. I stepped in dog doodle before I walked in there, and like not on purpose, but I know I had some dog doodle on my shoes. I'm walking all around that table, dog.
Yeah, see.
Now here's my question. Because this leads me to another question. I was in the club last night. And why is it that every bathroom in the club, there's always one where somebody take the most ginormous dump.
Holy shit.
And it's still sitting there.
It's still sitting there.
They never flush it, dog.
I don't know if the toilet is backed up or they just never got around to flushing it, but it never fails. Every club / restaurant I go to, there's always one in there, and the thing that gets me is the way that the restaurant lied to you, or the club, the establishment, because they'd be like, personnel come in here and clean this out every hour.
No, they
and
don't.
It'd be the little check mark or somebody's signature. They're like, yeah, we did this.
I've been in a restaurant for
like 3 hours.
You know, see, I came in the bathroom 4 times and ain't nobody cleaned that shit up yet. Man.
I got here at 6:45, but yet 7, 8, and 9 is checked off, and this dookie's still sitting here. What the hell is going
on? Yeah, they looking at each other like, nope, check.
I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that. I'm not cleaning up no shit. Yo, that's crazy.
And is it alcohol that makes people think dipping the ball in that dirty water that everybody's dipping the ball in and you put your hands in it?
I've heard some drunk people say that. Yeah, I've heard drunk people say, well, the alcohol kills the germs.
No, it don't.
Not in beer, dumbass.
You know what I'm saying? No, it don't. And, yo, and like, sometimes they had the little cup of water that they dipped the ball in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's like, only good the first time. You know what I'm saying? After that, you just reintegrating that shit.
Mess around the double dipping. The hell?
And that water ain't hot. That water ain't gonna sterilize nothing.
You know what after two games, that water is lukewarm. You really not...
Duh. Y'all should have seen the video I had, though. I was walking around the table like, look at this nasty, dirty. People was looking at me crazy like, y'all need to be looking at yourselves crazy.
For real. Hey, yo, you want to play beer pong? Fuck no. It's not happening, B.
Dude, I almost kicked a whole... I should have got it on tape. I was finna to. But people kept walking in because people was offering me like... You know how it worked when somebody put the bagels on the table or the donuts?
Yeah.
Duh, when people... Why is it always the people... Okay. You walk in the break room. They say there's donuts in here. Why is it always that one person who didn't bring them is over there hovering over them like they the checks and balances?
Yo.
Watching what donuts you get, how many you getting. They always did. Somebody else come in the break room. Hey, we got donuts over here. They sitting right face all up in the donut. Why? What are you doing?
Why are you picking up the donuts and smelling them, you nasty motherfucker, and putting them back?
Oh, hey, I seen man. That.
Hey, man. Oh my stars. That and the freaking the dude who wanna come by like when you got candy or something like that and they be like, hey man, can I have some? And he be like, alright. But then they go and stick their whole hand in your bag.
Nah, B.
That's a fight.
Nah. You better cup that shit. Let me pour some in there.
Check this out. I almost accidentally knocked a dude out the other day.
Damn.
Accidentally. This dude said, do you want some M&M's? This is like a couple months ago. You want some M&M's? Yeah, sure. Why did he dump them in his hand
and give them to you?
The hand that he's putting to his mouth touching his hand while he put them in his mouth, he dumped them in that hand and reached the hand out to me. Now, I gave this dude a look so serious.
Serious, nigga?
So serious. He just walked away like he knew what time it was. Like, man, people do not care about dirt and germs, yeah. And that's why they always sick. You know, there's people always sick.
Yeah, I'm
like,
man.
That's why y'all always sick.
Doing that nasty shit.
You mess around. Put your hand. Yeah, man. You put your hand in my bag. I'm giving you the whole bag and giving you the tab for a new bag of candy.
I remember this lady grabbed a fry off my plate once. Man, that's still haunting me, dog. And she did it with no cares at all. Like, yep, McDonald's fries. Ain't had them in 16 years. Whole hand grab. But let's move on to this ice challenge, man.
It's back.
Wait a minute. The ice challenge was dead in the water. It came back with a vengeance.
Now, educate me because I refuse. After the cinnamon challenge, I was like, I'm not paying attention to no more of this stuff because some of you folks is idiots. What is an ice challenge?
All right. The ice challenge is... when it first started, it was you either dump a cooler of ice water on top of you. First, I seen it was like jumping in the river.
Yeah.
After that, it was dump a whole cooler on top of you full of ice, and or donate to your charity, which makes no sense. So you're just showing people you're cheap and you're not donating.
Yeah.
Now it's dump the ice on you, but still donate to the charity and call out 3 or 4 or 5, how many people you want. And they got 24 hours to put their video up of them doing it. Yeah. Now, I got tagged in one video. Straight Cuban beat them. No, I'm not doing it. But then they not even do... I seen a bucket. I seen a little bowl with 3 pieces of ice in it. People ain't got no ice. The best one I seen is dude, though. He dumped a whole bag of ice in the cooler. Dumped it on him. Then let his homeboy tase him.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I see this shit.
The superhero dude?
Yeah, you taking this shit too far, B. Straight up.
Because the one I seen, who was it? The guys who do the ESPN pregame?
Yeah.
Chris Berman, Keyshawn Johnson, all them?
Yeah.
They did it. And Chris, what's his name? Dude that used to play for the Vikings. Carter? Is that his name?
Chris Carter, yeah.
That dude missed his whole face.
Yeah, man.
They did it. They did it. All four of them did it at the same time. He missed his whole face and dumped it on Chris Berman. So Chris Berman got it twice. I was like, what is the point of the ice challenge? I don't get it. But all right.
Like, famous people are starting to do it now. Like, I just watched Tahiri did it on Instagram.
Wait, did she have tights on or something?
What's she had on. Man, she had on like a white halter top and some white jeans.
What's her Instagram?
I'm not telling you, though.
Come on!
But she called out Trey Songz, Charlamagne, and Pitbull. Mm. So now do we got to watch this shit, too?
I'm laughing at Ann's attention. He was like, wait a minute.
Wait. Clarence.
Give it up.
Where dude, is she at?
When I seen Oprah do it, I knew it was over.
Yeah, man. All right, people know who they can call out, though. You know what I'm saying? Not like them famous people. Like regular people on our Facebook and shit. They tag me in that shit you want to.
They shot straight Cube and beat them. Like, nah, bro. I'm good. I just can't do it, man. How about y'all do the Batman challenge? Everybody get a Batman suit.
Hey, man. You and this Batman shit is killing me.
Didn't somebody get on your suit, man, and you gave that motherfucker the business so serious? I thought I saw that shit somewhere. I'm like, God damn.
Hey, man, I'm changing my ways.
Alright, bro.
I didn't even watch it because I was like, this is about to be absolute foolishness. The one where it said Batman takes his day off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best one, man. No, that was second after the Batman selfie.
I said, man, this dude here.
The Batman fighting crime selfie.
I just see him sitting there chilling with the phone and the Batman mask and the black tee. I was like, yeah, this is not going to be good for me.
Yeah, man.
I was like, hmm. No, I was like, I had a voice there like, Batman, help me. I was like, Artie, I just helped your city. That's it. Said, about a week ago, but that's murder in the back.
Yeah. Why does Batman chill in the mask, though? He had an outfit on. He just had the mask on.
Cause you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta be comfortable wearing it at all times, so when you fight crime it won't be a hindrance. But y'all follow me on Instagram at Emerge City if y'all wanna see, you know, the Batman experience, the Black Batman. Alright, I got a compilation of the worst online dating encounters of all time. I got a picture error. I don't know how this do about dating, but it's funny. Emma had a rather humiliating online experience. Having set up her profile and picture, she sat back to see what interest there may be. She's on an online dating site. Uploaded her picture and sat back waiting for the responses. She woke up the next day to find her inbox overflowing with extremely explicit images. To her horror, she realized she had uploaded an extremely revealing picture of herself taken for her ex-boyfriend. How do you do that?
How do you do that?
You gotta be the dumbest.
No, here's the thing. You don't do that. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Oh, it was an accident. That wasn't an accident, man. You did that shit on purpose.
But it happens a lot, dude.
No, they say it happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? That shit's not happening for real, B.
So that shit was... You delete that shit real quick. Like, oh, shit. Let me cancel. You know what? Let me delete this for everybody to see this shit.
But what about the dude who uploaded a picture and he was naked and you seen them all in the background? He really did that.
See who in the background?
Remember the mirror was in the background?
Mm-hmm.
The fat dude who did the selfie naked?
Yeah.
He did it.
He did what?
He took a selfie, but in the background, he was taking a selfie in the mirror, but there's a mirror in the back and he was naked. You could see.
I'm saying.
He looked like the Michelin man.
So that just means you just taking pictures and uploading. You not screening.
No, I'm saying, but nobody does that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looks at the picture to make sure everything is cool in the picture, man. That's trolling, dog. You can't do that.
No, she pushed the wrong button, man.
No.
These phones is extremely.
Nah, man. Yo, you know how many steps you got to go through to upload a picture?
Man, one step.
No, you find the picture, right? Then you click on it. Then it goes to. Then you gotta you can write something on it. So you still looking at that picture that you picked. And then
yeah,
it goes,
but it's real little.
If it's on Facebook. Oh man, come on, man.
Man, you can't. This is why you can't get a video to play on your TV.
did for real. That was fucked up though.
Hey. That was a low blow.
For real, man, that was some personal shit. That shit wasn't even right. That was a low blow.
Hey man, I had to get my parachute and jump out the window, man. I was losing.
That dude just backed the bus up over me and shit. That shit wasn't even right, man. It's not my fault though. It's kind of. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
All right, we got Maria. She been chatting for a while with a guy she had met online. They arranged to chat by webcam before meeting in person, which I get it. All right, due to a fault with the computer, the webcam froze. So she took the opportunity to sort her bra out. However, right in the middle of rearranging herself, the webcam came back on while she was half naked. How embarrassing. Okay, who is sitting in front of a webcam because it freezes? Oh, let me take my bra off and fix it.
Really? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is getting crazy, man.
All right. Lydia had her first date from hell with her online date. After communicating for a couple of months, she was very excited to meet the guy. Knocking on his apartment door, she waited for him to answer. When the door opened, there was him in all his glory, stark naked.
Wait, what?
That's how you start a date.
What did it say? And was most obviously very physically pleased to see her. That was the end of the date.
No, it wasn't the start of the date, girl. You better come on here. This nigga ain't gonna suck himself.
I know that had to work a few times for him.
Yo, 2 out of 3 times, dog.
All it takes is one.
You know what I'm saying?
The man was spanking it before he
dang.
He knocked on the door. He was like,
"She's coming." Kim had a very unpleasant online dating experience. Not only did her date turn out to be a much older than his profile, he was not nearly as hot as his picture. During the date, her date drank way too much, and then to finish off the evening from hell, tried to assault her. Golly.
He got drunk and rapey.
Dang, man. I guess that's what you gotta do. You gotta get them drunk on the first date to see how they act.
Yeah. Get that real character comes out, dog.
Uh-oh, how's this one gonna go? KM agreed to meet her online date, who said he was on leave from the Special Forces.
Oh, that's a lie.
After a great time, it went out again. The next night, when his mood suddenly changed, throwing her keys at her, he then tried to leave her in the middle of nowhere. She eventually stayed the night at the motel where she discovered he had served a jail sentence for pulling a gun on his girlfriend.
Damn.
So he was out of jail.
Oh, you ain't give me none? How did you find out?
I know, after.
After, you know what I'm saying? Mike should have checked this before you went on a date with him, dog.
All right, here's a background check. Lou very sensibly carried out some background checks on a seemingly nice, normal, and honest guy she met on the internet. To her horror, she found out that he was not only still married, but had an extensive criminal record in a number of states. Needless to say, there was no first date.
To her horror? Is it horrifying to find out a dude is married?
To her horror, because she was really into him.
Fuck, how you get, man?
Ooh, Linda noticed a terrible Linda noticed a terrible smell coming from her date. He then went to a nearby restroom. Once inside the restroom, he made the awful groaning and farting sounds. When the whole restaurant could hear, totally embarrassed, Linda fled the restaurant.
That's the dude that be fucking up them club toilets.
Yep, there you go.
Hell nah.
He had the BGs on. He drank milk before he went on a date.
Oh man, I made a mistake of getting a blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Oh, which one you get? Which one you get?
The Chips Ahoy joint. Man.
Oh, I wanted to try that one.
It's good. It's really good, man. But man, the repercussions of it.
Dang.
Oh man, it was terrible.
Dude, I actually can handle. What size you get?
The mini.
Oh dang, you can handle that one?
Nah, B.
Oh, I never told this story on here. My lactose has been deleted.
Oh, what? For real?
Like Drea, she said her wholeness has been deleted.
No, that's a lie.
My lactose has been deleted, man. I started getting bold. I got like 3 Oreo shakes from what's that place? Chick-fil-A. One day, I got an Oreo shake from Chick-fil-A, a large, and later on that day went to Dairy Queen and got an Oreo. I get the Oreo brownie mix Blizzard. Dude, nothing.
Not no hurting stomach, not no.
I even called my mom. I called my mom, like, can your
lactose
be deleted? Because I'm over here pushing the limits, dog. Nothing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, my body just gave up fighting. I don't know whether to be scared or happy.
Yo, you overloaded it. You said, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm done. Do what you want. Do what you want.
Yeah. I say, be blessed, my brother, because I ain't had milk in forever. I had Oreo cookies the other day and was like, almond milk.
Yeah.
I tried that, man. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't do milk at all, son.
That's one thing I haven't tried yet. But, I mean, if I'm beating this fake ice cream.
Yeah, like, yo, I tried that. I just wanted to try it, man. And, I paid for that. Yo, actually, everybody in my house paid for that, son.
Dang, obviously it was good, though, because you ate a bunch of it.
That mini ain't that big, man. I just ate that whole. Yo, I damn near finished that thing before I sat down. That's how small it is, dog.
Yo, them joints so expensive, too.
For real, man.
Like, a medium, boy, that's gas money.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of expensive, shout out to Senior Frog, the club / restaurant I was in last night. Expensive ass drink, that watered down shit.
Oh, man.
You talking about mad? I was supposed to be blitzed last night.
Yeah.
I went home. I could have drove home yesterday.
Damn, son.
And I got a DUI. I was like, what?
There and goes the, our and sponsorship.
Yep. And I was about to hit the waitress with a no tip from time.
Don't do it, bro. It's not worth it.
That's what I said about to.
They hate you. They hate you for that.
She showing up. She had a no tip from Tom praiseworthy moment.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, man. Because I was sitting up there. I was like, the people we was with, they had been waiting on their drink for a minute. And we finally flagged it down. I was like, hey, you know, we got a drink we ordered. And she was like, oh, yeah, your drink. And in my head, I was like, oh. No tip.
No tip for you.
Oh, man.
Hey, we ain't got no voicemails, emails, nothing?
Would you, somebody told you they were sending you one or something?
Yeah.
Ooh, got him.
Nah, man, Rick still ain't gonna do that.
I'm laughing at the way Ant said it, though. Like, like he was wrong. He was
Oh, yo, check this out, right? All right, man, so I talked to two of my dudes, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of them was like, man, I ain't talked to the other one in a while, like a couple months and shit, right? I'm like, all right, man. So he calls him the next day. He's like, oh, so why you calling me? Because you talked to Stone? He's like, yeah, but nah, that ain't why I'm calling you. He's like, hey, man, we worried about you. He's like, you worried about me? What you talking about? He's like, man, worried about your weight, man. Yo, but he said it like I'm the one that said it.
Oh.
Like, no, I'm the one that called him. Like, hey, man, I'm worried about this dude, man. Like I called him. It's like, hey, man, this nigga sound fat on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how he was telling this story. So he called me. It was like, hey, man. Expect a call. I'm like, yo, what you talking about? He's like, yeah, man, I just got off the phone with a man, and I said something, and he took it the wrong way and just ran with it. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So while we're having this conversation, he calls me. I click up. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know what this dude is talking about. I ain't had nothing to do with that shit, right? Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, man, he called me talking about, man, I'm fucking fat. And he's like, yo, like, man, tell Stone to worry about his own fat fucking self. Like, hey. I'm like, yo, hold on, B. He's like, hey, man, he said it like you the one that brought it to him and that he got so alarmed with what you were saying that he had to call me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I ain't got diabetes. I ain't in no wheelchair, no shit. I go to work every day. I go golf. Like, what? Why are you two grown men talking about another grown man's weight?
So, what'd you say, Stone? What'd you say?
I didn't say none of that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Right? He's like, yo, man, he asked me how much I weigh, and I told him, and he said his name. Like, come on. Really? You know what I'm saying? Like he was lying about it. So, like, yo, let's say his name is Greg, right? He's like, man, how much you weigh? I weigh like 275. Greg, come on, man. Come on. This me and you. They're like, yo, are you serious? Yo, but the shit that threw me was like, yo, he said, we worried about you.
Oh, man.
I didn't do none of that. I didn't say nothing. Yo, only thing we talked about, I'm like, yo, man, yo, I've been working out. He like, yeah, man, I want to start working out. I'm like, yo, just put your shoes on, man, and go from there. That was the only thing we said about that shit. He took it as, I said, yo, he's dying. Yo, he was like, yo, man, did somebody tell you something? That I'm sick?
You know, I'm about to get the whole crew working out. Hey, man, we worried about you. We was talking about working out and stuff, man. Your name came up. No, it didn't. You know what
I'm saying? None of that shit happened.
Stone said he just talked to you, man. He said he was trying to talk some sense into you. You weren't trying to have it.
Yo, he said y'all were talking on the phone and you was eating the whole time. And shit. Man, I ain't saying shit like that, dog.
Oh, under the bus.
For real, yo, like, yo, why did you put it on me, though? And then, when he get upset about this shit, you call me trying to do some damage control. So, hey, man, he gonna call you. It seemed like you trying to get your fucking story straight before this nigga call me and tell me what you said, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Jeez. That, man. That shit was hilarious to me, though. I spent a long time laughing on the phone. And then I call him back, and I get the answer machine. I said, man, next time I see you, remind me to whoop your motherfucking ass.
So sad. He went off all off on you for no reason.
And look, he was like, yo, when he spazzed out on him, like, hey, man, that's fucked up. Y'all talking about that shit. He didn't have nothing else to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's saying the whole time, like, nah, man, that's not what I called you about. But he had nothing else to talk about. So that was the only thing on your mind, man. You called this dude because you thought he was dying, basically. Oh, man.
Golly. That's crazy.
That shit was funny, man.
That man just came out. Hey.
We worried about, I was talking to Stone. And Stone said, nigga, Stone ain't say shit.
Y'all boy back.
Who that?
Tone.
Y'all ready for this?
Give it to me, Tyler. I mean, Anton. I can't even call it a nigga Tyler.
Now, why you jumping to conclusions?
What?
Why you jumping to conclusions?
About what?
Ain't nobody said nothing about no tip.
So you have not purchased your costume yet. What are you going to be this year?
Oh, my dude.
Okay. This gentleman here has purchased his costume. What are you going to be this year, sir?
I really don't know what this is, but I've got something a whole lot scarier.
Let's see it.
Sure thing.
Fucker right in the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this dude gotta be stopped, man.
For real, man. Yo. I see that, yo. I'm like, yo, what is going on? Like, yo, the mask you had on was crazy.
Yeah, that mask was crazy. I'm like, what's crazier than this? Go ahead.
Hello?
Where'd he go?
I'm still here.
Man, what? This dude bipolar? You're talking, just go quiet.
I think he's a fucking random pussy. God damn. Like, I wasn't expecting it, dog. He got me on that one.
Oh man. Hey, I need anybody know where I can get some gold dunks from? I really need them.
Really?
They black and gold. They crazy. I seen a pair on eBay for
$7,000.
$300. When I get these Emerge gold shirts,
yeah.
If I got these gold dunks, dude, I'm setting the world on fire. I might have to just go ahead and get them. It's the only pair that I can find. I might have to. Right in the...
fucking right in the buzzer.
Y'all been watching preseason?
I watched that Jaguars-Bears game the other day.
Why?
Because it was on. That was it.
Oh, don't your boy play today? We get some more Johnny Manziini?
Do Cleveland play today?
Let me check it out. Because, you know, that it was exciting, man, when he came in.
Yeah. Did, hey, yo, CJ still with the Lions?
Yeah, I just seen his head. I seen him today on there cheesing when I was watching at the gym.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, CJ. I seen you get juked out your socks the other day, too.
Oh, man. Yo, Jadavian Clowney, dog.
What'd he do?
Man, yo. That dude, I hope the person they had in front of him was a rookie. Because he made that boy look so stupid, dog. He ran, the dude didn't touch him. He ran by him, got in the backfield, and tackled the running back, right?
Yeah.
Next play, he gets a sack, dog.
Ooh, I just seen it.
I mean, the very next play, dog. I'm like, yo, man.
Yo, that dude is fired. He lost his starting position.
For real?
Two in a row?
You're done.
Two in a row, dog? Yeah, this guy is done. He can't stop a nosebleed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you just go ahead and pack your shit.
Dog, Clowney looked like he is for real.
Yo, like, straight up, man.
This dude, I know what he was doing last year. He didn't want to get hurt, and he knew he was about to go to the league, so he was coasting.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, yo, they was gigging him for that shit, man. But, yo, that dude's the truth.
What's making me laugh is that they keep putting this shit out there like he get his first NFL sack. Because they said Sam got his first sack, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it don't count. It's the preseason. Because then y'all going to say the same shit in a few weeks.
But as stats-wise, it doesn't matter. But I know it matters to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my first actual NFL on the NFL field, and I got a sack, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that's some real shit.
But the NFL trolling Michael Sam, too.
I know, man. Like, who he made a tackle? Like, really?
He made his first NFL sack. He made his first NFL sack as a first NFL gay player. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Yo, then a college player just came out, too.
Yeah. What was his name?
I can't fucking remember.
Come on, man. You got to have this information. Y'all see the USA play last night?
No, the basketball team.
Yeah, they beat Brazil by 17 points.
Yo, who's that little league girl that y'all is? Man, y'all losing y'all mind.
Monet Davis? Yeah, Monet Davis striking suckers out. Dog, these dudes is mad getting struck out by this female. This is going to mess up some kids, man.
Oh, she's in the
Little League World Series.
Well, damn.
First girl.
I thought it was all dudes in that shit.
Nah, they can they can have girls in there. I think when the girls are in there, though, they have to play on the team.
Yeah.
So
she's the first girl on an American team in a Little League World Series in 10 years, and one of 18 in history. And she threw a 2-hit shutout, and the game before that, she shut the whole team out. So yeah, she is the truth.
Damn.
I just hope she ain't gotta go up against my boys, dog. No. Jackie Robinson West, all black Little League team, made the World Series after 30 years. Mm. And for Southside Chicago.
They're going to be the Cinderella team this year.
Homeboy a beast, man. He hit 2 home runs in the game.
Damn.
He had a like 2 base hit. He had, dog, he was killing it.
That's so like when Robbins went to the Little League World Series and won, boy, yeah, military and little league baseball teams was getting everything for free.
Yeah, oh, man. Chicago. They said these when the Jackie Robinson West team played, it had more ratings than the major league baseball teams in Chicago.
Damn.
Like they got watch parties and everything. It was dope.
Hell yeah!
I want to see the next time they play, man.
Yo, did you find them Cleveland play today?
Oh yeah, let me check that up. Cleveland is the city we're breaking from.
homeless.
Oh man, they play Monday. My bad. Today oh, yeah, we got.
They got the Monday night game. That's right. Okay, was hyping that up.
We got Broncos, 49ers, Chiefs, Panthers. Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all too?
Yes.
Man, man, you ready for that that record flip this year, Stone? Huh?
No, it's not happening. Oh, man, speaking of which, yo, that song is crap, B.
What song?
That Cowboys bullshit you.
Oh, that was hard, dog. Yo, why my man said we went 8-8, but we still go win. I was like, why'd you put that bar in there, dog?
I was like, why Anthony was with this song?
For real, son. I'm getting my workout on. I'm like, this motherfucker.
He said the owner Jerry Jones got more swag than most of y'all owners or something.
Like, come on, son.
Yeah, most of y'all teams.
Yo, man, this dude, yo, like, this is the pure definition of cock riding.
I didn't hear what you said. He said we still winning or we still getting in the playoffs even though we're going 8-8.
No, he said
winning streak. We on a winning streak even though we're going 8-8.
Huh? Hey man, sometimes all your bars ain't gonna be up to par.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wanna know if they gonna play that song at the Dallas Cowboys game.
No.
They bet not. They bet not.
You're trying to have me dying.
And the lead up to it is just so bad. Yeah, Ant-Man, this is the best song I ever heard.
For real, I'm like, man, what is he about to play?
And then it was a long song, too.
For real, yo, you played all 18 minutes of that song.
I was like, did the beat switch up and it's still garbage?
Hey, man, I had to get y'all that real, B.
Had to get y'all that ridiculous, man.
Had to get y'all that real, B.
So, yo, we going to do the skinny jean challenge, man.
No, man, because y'all play too much.
How we play too much?
We need to have something that's set in stone that's for real.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about it now. I'm saying, yo,
the season is for the
skinny jeans, man. We don't need to do the playoffs for the skinny jeans. Now, we could double down on the playoffs for a halter top or something. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hell nah.
Man, you about to have me yet. That's the picture they gonna use. Something happened to me. Yeah, got a halter top.
Look at this fella here.
I'm a grown. I'm not wearing no halter top.
Alright, check it out. Alright, established right now is for the just the season only.
Okay. So weeks 1 through 16.
I thought it was 17.
17. 1 through 17. Tank. I'll call myself Tank.
Yes.
All right, week 1 through 17. Dang, the quality just went to doo-doo. Stone, you still got your skinny jeans?
Yeah.
That you wear on the weekends?
Hey, man, don't get my personal business.
And you got to take a full body picture, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Y'all be going, shirts on, the shirts off.
Oh,
shirts on.
Nah, shirts on, man. Even if I was swole, I ain't have my shirt off. Okay, that's it then.
Okay, yo, we gotta have like a sign or something for forget that. Like, I lost. Forget that, yo, or some shit, man.
Oh, okay. Like we did with the records when I made that video.
Yeah.
Like, telling. Cool.
All right.
Oh, and we got to change the show to Saturday.
Start when?
I guess when the season start, I guess. Oh, damn.
Season kickoff September 7th.
September 7th. Ooh. Okay, so we're going to record that Friday. I mean Saturday.
No, it kick off September 4th.
Okay, so we could just start, I guess, the show after, I mean, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, for Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the thing is that, are we doing by the show when you have your picks in, or before the first game?
Well, we'll just do like we, I guess, group me your picks before that Thursday game.
Okay.
So we'll already know who, so we'll know that pick, and then we'll just do the Sunday joints on the show.
All right. I can tell you now, first 2 weeks, I'm not going to be on. Well, I'm not going to say I'm not going to be on, but I'm not going to be stateside, so the likelihood of me being on going to be real slim, so.
Yeah, you can just put him in group me.
All right.
That one was funny, though. Remember we had him just say him and record it and send it to us? And then I fit him in. That joke was funny, dog.
That shit was dope, though.
That's how he was really there.
Hell yeah.
Then that one episode you trolled me and tried to do my pick. I was like, this asshole.
Oh, I can't wait. That's the best shows when we got the football.
Yeah, September 7th and 14th. I ain't going to be. I'll be back right for the 18th. Now.
You not drawing me in again.
Oh.
I'm not getting drawn in again, man.
Come on, man. It's fun.
What's the day? August 17th?
Yeah.
12:47? Yeah, we got to mark that.
Oh, yeah. Let me write this on my calendar that can't move. What is it? A minute 45 into the show? An hour 45. I'm
about to say, what?
Hour 45 minute NFL episode 95. I can go kick that real quick.
See, so now you know what's gonna happen, right?
What?
This dude is gonna do everything he can to draw me into that bullshit. You know he is.
You just gotta play it like I do. Like, all right, Ant.
I'm just gonna cube and be the whole situation.
Yeah, Amp kind of get me. I'd be like, all right, man, you got it.
Yo, but it take a while to realize what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you be a little bit into it. Like, hey, man, fuck. Man, you know what? I'm good.
Like, I've been sitting back recently and been like, Anthony trolling me. I'm not even going to play.
Hell nah, yo.
Nah, this might be the Cowboys' historically worst season ever. I'm telling y'all right now, that defense is not stopping a nosebleed. You thought last year was bad?
Yeah.
Try without DeMarcus Ware.
I swear, for real, Doug. Yo, I'm going to say it right now, man. Denver going back to the fucking Super Bowl.
Denver?
Oh, that one.
Man, they stacked the deck on fucking defense, man.
Oh, yeah, they did try to.
They stacked it on offense, too.
Yo, say it's you. They going back, man.
Hey, man, who's the Carolina receivers, though?
I don't know. That's why I'm not even
Willie Long
about. Yeah, pretty much.
Because I got a bet to make, man.
Steve Smith up in Baltimore now. Yeah. And the dudes they got around, like, they picked. I'm sitting there looking at the draft with the screw face. Like, come on, man, get a receiver. Defensive lineman. What? Every pick they needed. Like, the dude that went to the Bills, that receiver.
I wanted him, too. I forgot his name. Didn't he play for Baylor or something?
I think it was Clemson.
Oh, yeah, it was. I think it was Clemson.
That dude a beast, you know. And he on the board. I think he was on the board when Carolina picked, and they were just like, nope, we need something else. I'm like, oh, my stars.
Didn't somebody just make a move to Santonio Holmes?
Where he go?
The Bears.
They needed. Well, they don't need receivers, so they defense is gonna be their problem this year too. I think.
Nah, they got Jared Allen, man, on that end.
Man, And looking at, did you see that preseason game against Jacksonville?
Nah.
Jacksonville was looking like they was, you know, the 49ers out there.
Shit.
They was actually looking like a decent, they was making Chad Henne look good.
Damn.
Bears defense. So.
Your boy Steve Smith said, the Ravens, some bullies. They'll take your lunch.
Hey, he can say that about any team he go to, though. You play your own teammates? Come on.
Yo, it's just you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you the problem.
He's speaking about everybody.
Did y'all hear Gilbert Arenas?
No, what he done said.
Gilbert Arenas calls Al Sharpton a coon and a thought.
Damn. Ain't that the fuck calling Tea Kettle Black?
This is what he wrote on Instagram under the photo. I would like to start off by saying to the family and the victim, God bless. R.I.P. Michael Brown. You will be missed. To every African-American out there, how dumb are we really? Every time we hear some bad news, the first thing we do is riot, rob, steal, burn. In our own neighborhoods, this racism fight has never been black versus white. It's always been black versus black. From what the stats, about 10 riots from the black community over the 10 years, and the only thing damaged was the black community by the black community. Only reason they issue riot police is just in case you actually got smart enough to walk 6 blocks. Y'all ain't messing with the white rich stuff. Shaking my head. Families of the victims, please stop asking Al Sharpton to speak on your behalf. You have a better chance having Caesar the monkey from the Planet of the Apes get justice for you. The stats also show Al Coon Sharpton has not helped one situation. He has protested. He actually made it worse, and because of him, the jury goes the other way. Think about it. Genesis 6, Trayvon, and the list goes back, way back. Al, you're like a thought in the club. Looking for attention. What you said at Trayvon's rally, enough is enough. You're right. We're tired of you pretending. This is what we got to deal with.
Man.
Fight each other.
But that's coming from the gun toter in the locker room, right?
Yeah, the cooning it up in the NBA.
Yo, that's like...
You can take those comments with a grain of salt.
So that's like a female with a shitty man. She could tell you all about your fucking problems, but can't address her own.
Granted, some of the stuff he was saying was true, but it's Gilbert Arenas, so it's just like, I can't pay you too much attention, bro.
Who gives a shit?
Go to the gym and shoot hibachi again. Anyway, he was dealing with shooting jump shots.
Hibachi.
How about you? And with that being said, would you give up your testicles for $35,000? One testicle.
Nope.
Yep.
$35,000?
Hell yeah.
That's a car, bro.
Hey.
Nut just gone for a car.
Nut just gone.
One nut, new car driving motherfucker.
I got a plan, though. If I give up one nut for $35,000, can I put a silicone nut in the other side, but have a hose where it links them together so all the juices from the other nut, I can fill up the other nut with juices, and I'll still have two nuts, right?
This is too detailed.
Yeah, man, you are taking this way too far.
I get what you're saying, but the hose connected and the juices flowing. And
so wouldn't I still have two nuts?
You would have a nut
in a repository.
Yeah, you're saying and a prosthetic.
But it'll still work, like if you want to make kids and stuff.
Yeah. All you need is one.
Oh, you just need one nut to have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, then screw that nut.
You know what I'm saying? That nut gone.
Yeah.
That nut gone.
Wait, how does it feel, though, like, after the surgery? Because I don't want to have no pain.
You'll be lighter.
You're going to have pain.
Lighter.
Your drawers going to fit differently.
Okay, what would you do? These are true stories. I ain't playing. Here's another one. Man too ashamed to go to the doctor dies. He had a vibrator in his booty. Now, would you go to the doctor?
First of all, I'm not putting a vibrator in my butt. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it was sitting up in the couch and you did a state. You had a movie, man. Was happy to see it, and you dove on the couch.
If that was the case, then he should have went to the doctor. He should have called 911. Yeah.
Man, why did you?
But, I mean, for real, because you're talking about him wearing jeans, and he had to do some forceful sitting.
Why is your ass naked diving on the couch, man?
He was 50, man.
Nah, yo, he was penetrating his butthole.
He cannot move from the sofa because of his condition.
You got to say he had on some them Diddy linen pants.
She bust through the linen.
He died 2 months later after he finally went to the doctor.
2 months later?
Yeah.
Bruh. Nah, man. He
got sepsis.
Why ain't he just pulled the thing out of his ass then?
For reals.
Maybe he can't reach it.
Bruh.
You can work
I'm not even going to entertain this conversation.
Man, dude had a whole gun in his butt. He couldn't pull it out.
I'm not.
That's still crazy right there.
I'm not going to entertain that conversation because that's just all right.
What would you like if you had to tell people one of these? Would you tell them you had a gun? Like, let's say if you had to pick one and you had to tell, would you take the gun in your butt or the dildo?
Neither, man.
No, if you had to. Okay. I'd rather have a dildo in my butt than a gun.
Man. Yo, man.
I mean, a dildo just sound like you freaky.
Is it something you want to tell me, dog?
Man, if I wanted to tell you something, I'd tell you, man. I don't give a damn about what nobody think about me.
Damn.
But, like, if you had a dildo in your butt, that would just mean, like, you know what I'm saying? You were freaky. You'd be like, man, that dude freaky.
Conversation.
But I'm going to check it out, though. For real. You'd be like, that's a freaky dude. That's a freaky dude. If he got a dildo in his butt. But how do you explain a gun? Nobody want to hang with you no more.
Hey, man, let me put this out there. I'm very confused with your answers because a few weeks ago.
You wanted the gun in your butt.
No, I did it. I don't want the gun in your butt. Where was that?
It was last episode.
I just said, hey, guys, because somebody put a gun in my butt.
No, what was the option? It was having the.
Instead of swallowing the phone, you would rather put the gun in your butt.
Oh, yeah, in that certain situation, I ain't swallowing no phone, man. People call me.
But last week, but now this week, it's a prosperous to have a gun up your butt when you have a dildo.
When you got a dildo.
Because it's different options, man. It's options to this. It's levels.
The dildo will feel better.
It's levels to this.
No, man.
It's levels to the booty. Oh, man, LeBron James just did the Ice Bucket Challenge and called out Barack Obama.
I hate that dude.
I'm done with this.
Oh, it's hot.
She even got another story. Y'all tripping.
Eating.
Oh, I got this, a little food in me. Couple dies after trying to take selfie on a cliff edge in Portugal.
Dude,
selfie death.
It was eventually going to happen.
That's crazy. I'd be so pissed.
They needed that view.
And their kids witnessed it.
Oof.
Yo, both of them died?
Yeah, it fell off a big old cliff.
You know what happened? Husband went down, he pulled the wife.
Yep. Like, y'all seen that video where, them prank videos where dudes was trying to arrest the inmate, and then a dude get loose and start chasing the,
Yeah.
Dude, this dude had he was behind his wife, grabbing her, holding on, and then when the dude told him it was a joke, he only tried to lie. So, no, I was trying to get her away. They was like, man, rewind that tape. Rewind that tape. You was ducking down behind her, holding her where she couldn't move. You got to divorce that dude.
Yeah, I tell you, it's funny. That chick that kicked rocks, she looked back for no answers, just gone.
Oh, yeah. She was so fast. I'm talking about they couldn't even tell her it was a joke. That's how fast she was running.
Yeah, they were screaming, it's a joke. She was gone. She was about to get hit
by a car. They could have killed somebody. They got to chill with those. Cause you catching a six piece
and a biscuit.
Man, hit us up for getthatyo.com, Stitcher, iTunes. Leave us some reviews. It's so simple; takes a few seconds. For some reason, I can't leave reviews on my phone, so I found out. I just went online, went to iTunes.
Yeah,
typed in the show, and I gave a few reviews out. I was like, oh, okay. Shout out to all the people that have been hitting me up on Twitter, on the Forget That Yo. And we starting to move, man. Well, we've been moving, but we starting to move more. People coming around. We starting to get feedback. Man, we starting to get that crazy feedback, too. Woo!
The crazy
part. This is the part I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the homie, man. Happy anniversary on coming out that box, Chief.
Whoa. Oh, that's the KD.
What are we talking about?
Oh,
is your birthday tomorrow? You so subtly snuck it in.
When I sneak that in?
Yep, just like he always sneaking something in.
I'm 32. Will I be 32 tomorrow? Yeah.
if it ain't
a fact, though,
if it ain't semi-pro, then birthday.
Hey, man. Just gotta let everybody know it's your fucking birthday.
All in the videos. All in the audio. Yeah, send your donations for KD birthday to
No, don't send them to the show.
Go to the website. Yeah.
Send that shit to me.
Send them to the show. Go to the website and make a donation and we'll buy KD
the same thing we got him last year.
Okay, this is what I'll buy him. I'll go to a club or something, find somebody with a bottle of Ciroc, get a paper cup, and then I'll just hold it for him. You know, put him in the refrigerator or something.
Hey man, what we need is some bigger Emerge t-shirts. Cause I was rocking that one in the gym the other day, and that mug was super tight.
What size did you get?
I got an extra large.
Well, get a double, dog.
For real.
Nobody told you to be trying to get Ninja Turtle status.
Oh, damn.
Like Donatello.
I did have a concern about the size of the ladies' tank tops.
Man, we already talked about that.
I'm saying, but did we rectify it?
We can't.
Okay.
We don't control the inventory. No tip from time t-shirts. Pick those up. Shout out to all the other podcasts that rock with us.
Word.
I'm eating this bacon, so I can't be going down lists and stuff. But
you know who you are.
Yeah, I'm out.
Peace.
Okay. 718 Brownsville, what the fuck you want, niggas? New York, you ready for this shit? I don't think so, motherfucker. Yeah! M-O-P! For life! Radio! Niggas never play off!
Direct from the concrete jungle, troops!
First family!
Survivors of the struggle, Duke! Don't be handing me the bullshit! Soldier stories, I make noise! You fucking with the original Backstreet Boys! That's the nigga name, he been trained to duck out my tops when you popping them things. He's a sinner with no shame, he's addicted to the pain, he's restricted from the games, he's for real. You been missing the man, get ready for the unlimited edition to dance.
Praise
the most highest, he's stuck on the street like car tires. First family, what y'all niggas wanna try us? Down in Brooklyn till his motherfucking life expire. Listen, this world revolves around niggas that robbing, stealing, dealing, care for thrills, and how could you refuse to dance?
It's hard to confuse the dance.
He's a very unusual man, with or without a plan, to outshine those that shine, just give me mine, you understand?
Yo, it's the legendary M.O.P., we put it down everywhere we go, but you don't hear me though, calm down, get back, calm down, get back.
We have the constitutional rights to bear arms, to flare arms whenever we fear harm. So calm down,
get back,
calm down,
get back. This is my magnificent
rock, rock on.
You dead wrong to think I got caught in the storm. I got cash like you, wow, you mad. I put it down slick as new now without a durag. Look, y'all niggas is bitch made, switchblades walking around like you paid. Heart pump Kool-Aid, boom. Your heart thump low, fluid pump slow. You ain't a cowboy, sit down. Play the hump, ho.
He's back.
Fall back, see this 9M devil, all black. Everybody's a killer, y'all whack. Here's a clip for you can have all that. Instead, cause I rap aluminum bats around niggas' heads.
You see it,
Brooklyn, you heard? I yap to go cross off John Paul III. Y'all niggas act like y'all came here to shoot. I kick all y'all ass with the same pair of boots. Witness the game unfurl. Don't be another
reject.
Fuck around and get ejected from the world.
It's the legendary M.O.P. We put it down everywhere we go, but you don't hear me though. Calm down,
get back.
Calm down,
get back. Cause we have the constitution. pushing the right to bear arms, to flare arms, whenever we bear arms. So calm down, get back, calm down, get back.
Any other show, forget that, yo.